It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Phil's Red Sox game two of the three-game series. Back on night. First pitch, 6:45.
Sanchi on the mound?
Yes.
Versus Richard Fitz?
Yeah. What you know about Richard Fitz? I'll tell you what I know. We're going to score less than two runs against
him. Yeah, he's going to look like Cy Young.
Yeah. Top 5 of 5 in a moment. Before that, the Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For extraordinary diamonds and customer service, visit Mark's in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. All right, Ike. New question. Who's better, Joe Burrow or Jalen Hurts? What do you think the poll question is at?
I would imagine it's Jalen.
Okay.
You want to
give a percentage?
Let's go 65%.
60.8.
Okay.
That's a little fairer than you thought.
Yeah, but I'm not surprised. That's
the way it went. Now, what do you think if Jack put who's better at passing the football?
Well, I was going to put it that way, but I didn't feel like wording it that way.
Okay.
So I just wanted the baseline question thrown out there.
I wonder what the passing was.
He wanted that result.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, let's get to the top five.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So there's a million bits at the station that I do love, genuinely. Like, I think we've developed into a good bit station.
Mm-hmm.
Frankly, really just our show. I don't know what the other shows really have.
Midday show has a couple bits,
midday
right?
Midday has you people at the end where they read the YouTube comments, which is nice.
Yeah.
I don't know what Mornings really has bit-wise.
Winners and Weasels?
No, I don't think they do that anymore.
Oh, come on, man.
I don't think they do that anymore. I guess Beat the Hammer, but, you know.
Yeah, Beat the Hammer's a good bit.
Beat the Hammer's a good bit. That's a good bit.
It's a good bit. I guess the camera athlete thing.
Do they still do Ask Me Anything?
Yeah, they still do AMA.
They still do that?
Yeah, they still do that. So. But I think the bits happen on this.
Okay,
this show.
All right, okay.
So this could change by the week, but these are my five current favorite best bits at WIP. Off of training camp stats being back, which I think is the overall best bit.
Huge WIP. Tomorrow.
Number five, and this is a semi-new one, but it really has come into light recently. But pushing back on Spike with next question. You know, we did it today, early. Yesterday, we pushed back on French fries. It seems like with next question, me and Ike always find a way to get in a stupid argument with you about that you get worked up about.
Well, I feel like you guys know you're wrong.
Nah. Like, cause sometimes we gotta challenge you, man.
Okay, today's was ridiculous. Whoa. It was based on Nelly. Give us somebody known by only one name. Nelly. It's not Nelly, short for, it's not Nelly Franklin. Everybody calls him Nelly.
Nellyville.
This guy picks up LeBron, and you take Tiger Woods.
Or Kobe.
They all have last names. That's not what we were looking for. Nelly is just the name. We're looking for Prince.
Well, you said people that are known for one name.
Yes, and Kobe Bryant is.
Not people who have one name.
Come on.
People who are known for one name, and your junk food thing yesterday was ridiculous.
And the Twitter question agreed with me.
Yes, we lost that one, but people still don't know what the hell they're talking about. Because French fries is not a junk food.
It is clearly junk food.
Are you cook with gas or grease?
That one I know I was right about, even though I lost in that poll, too.
I know.
Is it ship a boat?
Yeah, is it ship a boat?
That one I also know I've won. Okay. I don't know about that voting, though.
I was thinking about that on break. Is a truck a car?
I
of
thought about
not.
That as well. Yes, it is. Well, a truck is an automobile. Maybe it's not a car.
Exactly.
Because me and Walker were arguing about this.
How old is Walker again?
Two and a half. Yeah.
Okay, and what was the argument?
Because we drove my dad's pickup truck up to vacation, and we kept saying, "All right, Walker, let's get to the car," and he'd say, "No, Pop-Pop's pickup truck," and I was arguing with him, "A car is a truck."
And you didn't win that one either, did you?
No, he cooked me.
Yeah, he
totally cooked me.
Car is not a truck; it's an automobile.
He has a truck, a car.
Yeah, truck is definitely not a car.
Nah, I don't think a truck's a car. Yeah, I'm with you.
So how do you see that logic and don't see that a boat is not a ship?
But it's still a boat. At the basis, it's still a boat.
Yeah.
That's the difference. Yeah, a truck is a truck. It's like by itself.
No, a truck is an automobile.
But a truck is still a truck.
But it's an automobile.
But a car is a car.
And a ship is a ship.
But it's also a boat.
But not every boat is, not every ship is a boat, but not every boat is a ship.
right.
215. 215. The fourth best.
Y'all almost got me. Yeah,
you remember when we got the Navy guy calling in?
Yes, y'all almost got me.
Well, this one, that was the one that gets so many people, because then people start bringing up, this is a vessel. Like, I don't care. Just shut up.
This taco sandwich.
Yeah. Like a submarine.
Is cereal a soup?
No, submarine's a submarine.
Cereal a soup.
There's an argument.
Yeah, you eat cold soup? All right, the fourth best bit at WIP is when Justin throws out one of his sayings. Like, just out of nowhere, he's got two Peters with one Pecker.
Justin,
Justin Tennessee calls in out of nowhere, drops one. We usually don't see it coming. We try to break it down.
That boy's hotter than the fish with three Peckers in a hen hole.
It's hotter than the rat running around with the chairs going down on the tail, whatever.
What?
I don't know.
Yeah. That's like a cow with four udders.
The chair is on a cat's tail.
Two jobs.
Why is the chair on the cat's tail? And why couldn't it be a dog? Anyway, number three, third best bit at WIP, and I had to change or I had to update the list after this because I forgot. I mean, Tuesdays with Elliot is
when it
really gets into the yelling back and forth. It's one of us.
And it always is.
There's not one just tame Tuesdays with Elliot where it's just like, la-di-da, Elliot thinks this. It is always, always Battle Royale.
Yeah. And he comes prepared for all three. He don't know which one is coming at him next.
He's got one. Just in case, he's got one for me where he can kneel me on something. Yep. He's got something for Ike. Well, and he's got something for Spike always.
And I was feeling bad about it for a while. And I'll never forget. I came in and I'm like, you know what? Today, I'm not going to do this. And then Elliot doesn't like it when we don't fight with him. So he throws something out there.
Yes.
In the first segment today, if you missed it, you can go back on the Odyssey app. The first 9 minutes were Ike. And then we it was like tag team. And then I fought with him. And then he out of nowhere brought up, so Ben Simmons is definitely one of the five.
He wanted to do that.
Yeah. He sees me go, I'm not doing this with you. Not with you. Absolutely not.
And he almost dove into the Yazzie thing, which was good.
We got him out of there.
Not today. I was going to think about doing it today, but I was like, I don't want to fight with this guy.
I can't have him disrespect an Aussie on a day passed.
He didn't know that when he brought it up.
Oh, he didn't know that Ozzy had passed away.
I don't think he did.
Because we talked about it. And he's like, did you guys know that? I was like, yeah idiot. That's
not even I didn't know until Spike said it.
No, I know. Yeah. But Elliot was, when he said on the air about Oasis, he didn't know that he'd already passed.
Yeah.
Like, get out.
I'd let it go.
Second best bit at WIP. And this has been the evolution. I think we've gotten this caller back to where, you know, they were previously. But where we've gotten Herb to, where it's really just going down his laundry list of things he has to get off his chest.
And I
always appreciate with Herb, we're about 9 minutes into the phone call. And he does usually find a way to bring it back to the beginning.
Yeah, so that's why they got to take this guy.
Yeah, well, and it's just, there's just so much stuff that he wants to talk about. And
he's
so
irritated by me every time.
Well, that's the best part of the whole bit.
He's not a fan.
Doesn't want to answer my question.
Yeah, you're not even looking to necessarily argue with him. But the moment you try to interact with him, his whole tone changes.
Yep. It'll be like 4.5 minutes of Herb just rambling on, and I'll go, Herb, what's it like to make love to you? He'll get so
mad. Hey, I don't play like that.
The best.
Yeah.
But the number one best bit at WIP, and it's just, it happens pretty much every day, but it's just the entire Jalen bit. I mean, everyone is just doing a bit. Like, you look at it holistically, and it's like me and Spike with about Jalen, and it's like, well, it is pretty ridiculous how we talk about a guy that did win Super Bowl MVP.
Yep.
But then you hear OG, and you're like, well, they're ridiculous.
Yes, I can't stop.
It's impossible.
I can't. You know how they say stay on that side? They make sure I stay on this side. But like, I give a little bit, and they're like, yes, second best in the league, better thrower than Joe Burrow. It's like, no!
Not true!
Yeah.
Just not true. So the Jalen bit, it doesn't seem like, maybe this year, we'll see how it goes. I just don't think it's going to be resolved anytime soon.
Well, no. I think he's going to have a great year and win the MVP, and I'm putting money on it.
So do I.
Yep.
+16. I'm going to put money on it. I'm going to put a lot of money on it.
Yeah, I'm going to bet on it too.
You know what that's called?
What?
An emotional head.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, with the weapons he has and what he figured out in the NFC Championship game in the Super Bowl.
I'm trying to jinx my bet.
No.
I'm making the bet, too.
Yeah.
I'm trying to jinx it.
No.
I'll gladly donate $100.
Yep.
Yep. That's like if you bet, that's like betting like for you bet for the Cowboys to win the Super
yes.
Bowl.
Yep.
You're like, yeah, if they do win, at least I'm making $3,000 off of this.
Like Jack said, emotional hedge. This hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 40% off all windows and doors. 40%. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. 215-592-9494. Bruce in D.C. You're on WIP. What's up, Bruce?
All right, Spike, Jackie, baby. Good afternoon. How's everybody doing?
What's up, Bruce?
Oh, man, hearing these epic battles, man. Spike, man, you going head up with OG? Woo, man, I was sitting over here wiping the sweat off my head after that.
Yeah. I mean, I pushed him down, but he did the thing where he just kept his finger on his forehead so he couldn't get up, you know? Like, was not letting him get off. It was just like,
finger on the forehead.
Finger on the forehead. It's like moving around. There's nothing you can do.
Oh my goodness! That was epic. I mean, but you know, hey, look, man. Let me just say something about Mr. Clown. You know, it's hard. It's just hard for me to even call his name because of his biased opinion of JH. I don't trust the dude. I mean, his opinion about JH is just like his wardrobe. I mean. Look, I mean, anybody that dresses like a bad version of Huggy Bear, if you don't know who Huggy Bear is, I know that's the reason why he's Google it, Jack.
Oh, y'all know. Well, Jack doesn't know who Huggy Bear is. Spike, you remember Starsky and Hutch?
Yeah, of course. Pimp.
Yeah, yes. I mean, anybody that dresses like that, you can't take him seriously. But I mean, Spike, to your point, I mean, he does have some points. About JH, but you know, one of the things that just really kind of just gets my goat, and people don't talk about this enough, whether you look at the span of his career or even last year, and OG did hit some good points, you know, about the fact that he didn't have all his starters last year.
His
numbers were off, you know, based on injuries. I mean,
not a good point.
But the other thing, too, is that Jalen, unlike these other quarterbacks that we always like to
say, does he win? With,
yeah, he wins, well, though.
Does he win?
I'm not going down that road. None of those other quarterbacks, 4 out of the 5 years, okay, and this is an intangible, we're not talking about a stat, has had different coordinators under Jalen. And this is what makes
Baker Mayfield's had a different coordinator his entire NFL career.
I'm not talking about Baker. I'm talking about the top five that he's always stacked against.
Last year in Kellen Moore's offense?
Well, no, he didn't do well. But you know, I was calling y'all. I didn't like the way Kellen called that, especially with the passing routes. I mean, they kept him limited. I was not impressed with Kellen Moore at all. It seems like the lights didn't come on. Until later on in the season when they started getting
couldn't you just say that Kellen Moore did it best when it meant the most in the NFC Championship game in the Super Bowl?
That's exactly my point. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Shoot.
Is that it seems like they didn't figure that out until later on. But you know what though? I think here's the thing. Looking forward, I think a lot of critics are going to be shut the hell up. You know, because we're going to see a version of what they did. Against DC and DC in the champion, and Jalen wants that too. And I think that we're going to see an elevation of getting Barkley more used in the passing game. We're not going to see him trying to run the ball and be a power running team. They're going to mix it up, and they're going to be a very dynamic offense going forward. And then when Jalen passes for 4,500 yards, then if the people, oh my God, I wish I ain't had it in. No, he's always had it in him. He just needs the right operational construct.
Let me ask you this, Bruce. If he throws for 4,500 yards and 35 touchdowns next year, should the Jalen fans say, "See, look at how good he is," or should they say, "Well, I guess he should have done that before and maybe he got better? Like, is it that he got better and did the thing that we wanted him to do? Or,
right.
You see what I'm saying?
Like, no, that's a good point.
Yeah.
No, I agree with you on that. I agree. There's always improvement in him.
Yes.
And I think that's what he's going to see. I just think, like I said, when you look at the dynamics of last year and let's say even a year before that, you know, they were unorganized. There were a number of things that were happening. And Jalen needed, you know, he's coming into his 6th year. So I think we're going to see something special. And, yeah, it's going to be based on his improvement and his experience going forward. But, yeah, I mean, I think I'm a reasonable guy.
You sound reasonable.
Yes.
You know.
But, for next question day, do you have somebody famous for just one name?
Yeah, absolutely. Madonna.
There it is.
Oh, there you go.
Another big answer. The best one today is going to get 4 tickets to the Eagles training camp public practice August 10th, 6 p.m. at Lincoln Financial Field. The event benefits the Eagles Autism Foundation. These kids, they don't know anything about Madonna. They're talking about Lady Gaga.
We remember when she was the Material Girl.
Material Girl.
Mm-hmm.
And then Vogue. The Vogue era.
Vogue,
and then
when
she did the whole sex book. You remember when she did the whole book about sex? She did.
Yeah.
Did a whole sex book.
Is that an album?
No, it was a book.
Oh.
I think it was pictures and stuff. I don't know. I wasn't lucky enough to get one. I was too young.
I was whacking that thing.
No, I wish. Jamie in Wilmington, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for having me on.
Yes, sir, Jamie.
What's up, Jamie?
I wanted to ask you just like a locker room thing. Mm-hmm. Do you think when Jalen, whether he takes, I think people get really go on him and stuff a lot, and he gets a lot of attention because he doesn't address a lot of it, mm-hmm. you know, and that kind of almost fans the flames. It's like, why won't this guy react? Why won't this guy react?
Hmm.
But from your experience, you know, even with, let's say, like a McNabb,
mm-hmm.
Does it affect the locker room at all when players are doubted or, you know, when they've played so well? Does that uplift you? Does it ever come up?
I think it does. I think it does, Jamie. I think, especially, you know, considering his relationship with his teammates. You know, Favre was close with a lot of us, so when he would take on a lot of the heat, he and Coach Reed, when we lost those NFC championship games, yeah, that was part of us that wanted to go out there and play well for him so we could lessen the heat on him and give it a little bit of what you gonna say now, sort of a feel to it. Yeah, so I think your teammates, based on how much they want to play for you and how much they like you and love you and appreciate you, yeah, it affects the locker room in a positive way. I don't think it affects the locker room in a negative way at all. I think it can inspire a locker room. I think, you know what I think back to, Jamie? I think back to 2022 in that offseason, and there was a lot of talk during the offseason, including from us here, not just at the station, but I mean particularly on this show. You know, John and I did a lot of Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson talk that whole offseason. We fanned the flames on some of those rumors. I'm sure they knew about it. Jalen heard about it. And all of a sudden, AJ gets traded for, and he shows up to camp with a Jalen Hurts shirt on. Sirianni shows up to camp with a Jalen Hurts shirt on, with his face on his shirt. So that's a sign right there where they're rallying around the quarterback right there and saying, yeah, he's going to show y'all what he's all about. And look what the type of season he went out and had in 2022. You see what I'm saying? Like, he went out and had his best season the year coming off that loss to Tampa in the playoffs. There was a lot of questions as to whether or not he was the guy. And that offseason, they got AJ here. And then I remember training camp, there was a lot of, that's my quarterback.
Hurt season.
Yeah, it was hurt season. It was a lot of that going on from the players. So they rallied around him then. I could see the same thing happening this year.
Yeah, see, I think that's, you know, just echoing, you know, obviously, you know, I haven't been in the locker room mm-hmm. as you have. But I think that's something special, you know, just for him alone to say, all right, you know, these guys are behind me. You know, I don't really care necessarily what the pundits are saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as long as I've got, you know, my coach, you know, even Howie Roseman, I've got my guys behind me. That's all that matters.
Here's what's great about this, though, Jamie. Here's what's great about this. When you win, you often need things to keep you motivated and driven. to reach those levels again. So I look at this and I'm like, maybe this is a little rallying cry that they can sort of latch on to. And Jalen being around MJ all offseason, we know he was petty and he found anything to motivate him. You know,
exactly. Do you think that's intentional, where he's kind of doing that? He's being quiet, hanging out with MJ.
I think it's intentional. I do.
I do too. I
think it's intentional.
I love that play.
And here's the other thing. We talk a lot about Jalen. Last offseason, Jamie, we talked a lot about the head coach and whether or not he should still be the head coach. So I bring up Coach Sirianni and saying he also has the task of keeping his locker room motivated and keeping them locked in and not complacent. So he's even talked to people this offseason who's repeated as champion, whether it's Gino Auriemma, whether it's Nick Saban, whether it's Bill Belichick. He's went and sought counsel, Mike Krzyzewski, guys who have repeated as champions and tried to figure out what's the formula to do it again once you've already done it. So the two most critical positions, the coach and the quarterback, doesn't seem like they're resting on their laurels. And they set the temperature and the tone for everybody else on the team.
That should be a quote right there. Like, I mean, you know.
Talk to me.
Put it in the ring.
Give me my neck roll on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. He played the game. Yeah.
I hate y'all, man.
Jamie, you got, for next question day, you got somebody famous, just one name.
Real quick, is it a nickname or is it just how they go by?
Well, so we're going Nelly.
Yeah.
And that would just.
Those are nicknames. Yeah. Or whatever. Yeah. Yes. What is it called?
Prince.
No, what are they? What are they when
surname?
Called? All right. So I'm just going to.
No, I think surname is your last name.
Your name.
Oprah.
So Oprah.
Oprah's what we discussed.
Yeah.
Spike doesn't want to relent on Oprah.
Well, because.
How about The Rock?
The Rock is. Well.
His name's Dwayne Johnson.
Well, wait a minute. You said LeBron. You
I
idiot.
But that's not The Rock, idiot.
Yeah. Look, here's
his name is LeBron James.
Yes.
Dwayne Johnson's name's not The Rock. If that's a nickname.
Well, but Prince's name is not Prince.
This is all semantics.
It's not semantics, and you don't even know what semantics means. It's literally semantics. It's language.
I think The Rock, you know, that's one name.
It's two words.
All right.
Again, we're arguing semantics.
Go with Obama.
No! Look, here's the problem with
so
Oprah.
You don't support?
No, it has nothing to do with whether I support Obama. Here is the problem, Jamie. When I say Cher, you don't know what Cher's last name is. When I say Oprah, everybody knows it's Oprah Winfrey. So I'm going for the former, not the
who
latter.
Who calls her Oprah Winfrey?
But it was the Oprah Winfrey show for 2 decades.
She hasn't had that TV show in 20 years.
Caesar. Like, how does that play?
What?
Caesar.
Julius Caesar?
Did you say Jesus or Caesar?
Caesar.
Well, his last name's Christ.
Caesar.
Is Christ his last name?
No,
Christ is not his last name. His name is just Jesus.
All right.
Lizardo is his last name.
Yes, Lizardo. All right. Jamie's not going to win any of those. His big one was The Rock. It's two words. Oh, goodness.
521.
Yeah.
Yep, we made it.
All right. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.